Hi, how are you? Thank you for allowing me time to speak this evening. For the record, my name is Arielle Wolf. I am a New Hampshire landowner, and I reside in Derry, New Hampshire. I am also a New Hampshire business owner. I own multiple stores spanning Plastow, Fremont, Raymond, Hampton, Hampton Beach, and Exeter. I am not a diehard environmentalist. I am, however, a mother to two great kids, and I'm also a sister to a union lineman. I am college educated, and I have lived in the state for almost my entire life. I feel these facts are important so you can understand that I have knowledge on both sides of this argument and a personal investment in my state and its well-being. I am asking you to consider what you have before us today, a transmission project that is for profit, not for necessity. This project clearly has no long-term benefit to our state, those of us who live here, work here, and raise our children here. If we allow this Northern Pass project, what is to stop other corporations and utility companies from ripping our beautiful state apart with visual scars such as these proposed transmission towers? I ask you, for example, to take a look at what the Northern Pass is actually proposing. Transmission towers hitting heights of 140 feet from Pittsburgh to Deerfield. This is going to affect our entire state. As a small business owner, I know the importance of tourism in our state's economy. My Seacoast location stores rely heavily on tourism, same as many other businesses in New Hampshire who stand to be put out of business by the visual impact of structures like these proposed transmission towers. If we allow this project and these towers to be put in our state, the negative impact it will have to our state's tourism industry is going to be detrimental, and you will see many businesses and towns dry up and die as a result of crashed economy due to lack of people coming to New Hampshire to vacation and explore its scenic beauty. I want to make one thing perfectly clear. I will never see these towers from my stores or my home, but I still stand here before you tonight. I stand here before you speaking on behalf of everyone who can't be here tonight, everyone who loves the state and chooses to live here for its unspoiled beauty. I speak on behalf of our children who are going to inherit the consequences or the benefits of the decisions that we make. This Northern Pass project is bad for New Hampshire as a whole. It will rip our state in half and it will affect all of us for years to come. And I hope you consider this. My son, Silas Tracy, is going to read something to you real quick. This is off of the United States Mint Coins and Metals Program website. In 2013, they released a White Mountain National Forest Quarter. Silas, go ahead.
White Mountain National Forest Quarter is the first of 2013 and the 16th overall in the America the Beautiful Quarters program. White Mountain National Forest, located in both New Hampshire and Maine, provides unique and strikingly beautiful landscapes and is one of America's most visited national forests for its wide array
of recreational
opportunities and rich natural resources. The White Mountain National Forest includes unique features such as Mount Washington, the highest peak north of the Smoky Mountains and east of Mississippi. It was first established as a national site on May 16, 1918.
This is the quarter, and it does not have any towers running through it.